Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the mound. Henry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on White. Rosen scores. Strickland moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to Garcia covering. Safe. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Hoot Evers pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Bill Henry. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stu Lachlan pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Lachlan moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from White and he is safe. Fain steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlsky now pitching. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Ray Narlsky. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Zobchin moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zobchin scores. White moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Bob Lemon now pitching. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.